There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here you go. Rock the health world with us, why don't you? We're right here on GCN, 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. And, of course, naturalnewsradio.com, also our home and many other places around the web. We're glad you're with us. Super D is here, Super Don. And, of course, well, I say of course, I've been telling you Jeffrey Jackson would join us this hour. He better. No, he will. He will. Because he's got a good article out about the SB 277. We're going to break some news. We're going to unveil some more. I think he was on Alex Jones earlier. I don't know if they talked about this. But we're certainly going to get to it. Now, I don't know. You didn't get to listen to it, Super Don, Jeffrey's earlier appearance on GCN earlier today? I don't think he did. We were too busy
cutting the show. No, I mean, he talked briefly about it, but okay. I do believe we are going to be the ones that will have it live.
Yeah, so we're going to break this with Jeffrey. We've got links up in the show notes. Again, robertscadbelt.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty even possible. Now, homeschool. Super D, you and me, we were not homeschooled, were we?
I was not, no.
No, we were product of government indoctrination centers. I got in trouble a lot at school. I hope my kids aren't listening. I got in trouble a lot because I had ODD. I had oppositional defiance disorder. Now, I was kind of, I'd like to think I was a little bit smart about it, but not always, because you're learning. You're a kid, you're a teenager, you think you know it all. But I questioned a lot of things. This was just in my nature. It was in my DNA. And there was a time when government schools or public schools weren't also into full-on indoctrination on being a good little citizen and questioning no one. It wasn't always as bad as it is today. Of course, with Common Core, you know, it's like there is no core to Common Core, and there's nothing all too common about it, at least of all the sense that's no longer there. But homeschooling is interesting. I never considered it. I remember growing up as a product of the public school system, looking at, you know, anybody who would homeschool with squirrely eyes. It's like, homeschool? What's that? That's ridiculous. It's like, you know, I bought the line that, well, parents are just going to indoctrinate these kids to be intolerant, not know anything about anything. They won't be socialized. And that attitude still pervades, particularly among the political left. For some reason, they just can't stomach the idea that families should stick together and basically share and teach the values that they have, right? They don't like that. They want you to have their values. And, of course, their values dominate the public indoctrination government school centers. So we got homeschooling, and I bow down to you homeschool moms and dads. I do. It's an incredibly tough thing to do on top of, you know, raising the kids as well. So, you know, we did with our kids, we chose a Montessori program, and we're real happy with that. It's worked out really well. But, again, hats off to anybody who can homeschool. Now, in Michigan, a lot of stuff in Michigan. We mentioned the Marianne Godboldo story. There's a lot of stuff going on in Michigan, including in Troy, Michigan. I believe this weekend, Ty Bollinger will be there for the Awaken Alive Expo or something like that, Consciousness Expo. I think I've got it linked up. I blasted it out earlier. But Michigan is an interesting state, you know, where they remember they were going after feral pigs. And,
right,
you know,
right.
The feral pigs, they had a squirrely tail or they had a straight tail. They were still feral. It didn't matter. It was like, shoot them all.
Mark Baker?
Yeah, remember Mark Baker. Yeah, Baker's Green Acres.
Yeah.
But there is an interesting bill in Michigan right now under consideration. And what would it do? And this relates, I think, to some degree to medical kidnapping potentially. Why? You may assess this, Super Don. I know you have something to say about it. But the bill would force homeschoolers to have home inspections, I think twice a year, by social workers.
Right.
They wouldn't have a choice. If you're homeschooling, we're coming in, we're checking you out. Why? Well, they're blaming that they found two kids dead in a freezer by officers serving an eviction notice on some family or something. The children were evidently, they had been dead for 2 years, but their mother had told everyone who asked about them that they were being homeschooled. Now, for this reason and this reason alone, they say now all homeschool families have to give up their rights, if you will, to not be accosted, to not be, well, what is it, the Fourth Amendment, unreasonable search and seizure.
Right.
Right? Because of one weird, obscure scenario where a woman wasn't homeschooling, just claimed that she was, and that's why they're saying, oh my gosh, now we've got to investigate every homeschool family in Michigan because we don't know how many kids are being put in freezers instead of being taught, you know, actual school. I mean, it's ludicrous. Now, it's a tragedy what happened, but this does not allow government to say, we can just come into your house anytime to check it out. Where's the probable cause? They're assuming every homeschool family are their criminal parents. That's not an assumption I can support. I know opposite is true. The real criminal.
We've seen that for how long though, Robert? Though. Yeah. Yeah, I mean this is nothing new. I mean the homeschooling idea. I mean, I remember 10 years ago, we were talking about reports coming out about how homeschooling was tied to putting you on a terrorism watch list.
Sure.
You know, it's nothing new. It's nothing new. And you know, when you look at this, yeah, you and I can laugh about this. And I think you will go to just kind of an average, reasonably intelligent person, and you explain the scenario to them that the reason why they're going to do this is because these people over here did this, so now everybody must be checked for it.
Right.
It's insane.
It's treating everybody, Super Don, every adult in Michigan like you're in third grade. Remember, because in third grade, if like somebody would speak out, now you've ruined it for everybody. No one can go out because little Johnny spoke out of turn, right?
Well, a bunch of little kids have to be treated like they're 3 years old when really it's just there's an agenda behind it. Because if this is the type of logic they use in Michigan, then why is it that, you know, I'm sure at one time there probably was a politician that mishandled funds, right?
That would never happen.
It would have to happen. So why then are we not doing an immediate audit of all of the personal finances of every politician twice a year in the state of Michigan because Joe Blow, the senator, did this one time? You know? Why aren't we doing it that way?
More psychological profiling. You know, in Texas, they put this idea that we've got to assess everybody's psychiatric balance, if you will. I mean, of course, the promotion then of, drugging children. Right. And again, I want to come back to Fourth Amendment. Unreasonable searches and seizures. I mean, there's no warrant. There's no probable cause, right? The concept of probable cause is like you can't just walk in to somebody's house and say, I suspect something. You really got to go to a judge and say, we have probable cause, that he'll issue a warrant, you can search. In this case, it's just the very act of homeschooling becomes a potential criminal act or an actual criminal act that subjects you to unlawful searches. To find what? Did you put your kid in the freezer or not? This is not what is happening in Michigan. It's cold enough if you leave your kid outside too long. There's a freezer there too. But I don't hear that story happening much, although the CPS, in which state was it that they complained that some of the kids, was it the Shores family or another family, they ran out barefoot in the snow, the first snow of the season.
No. We're talking about the Stanleys.
Stanleys
in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Yeah.
Well, that's the Arkansas story, yeah.
Yeah.
No, so I foresee this as a way the state gets in on the homeschool families and says, you know what, we were just making sure that you didn't put your kids in the freezer, but while we're here, oh my gosh, you have a dietary supplement. We don't like that supplement. You might be giving it to your kids. We don't want you to do that. Let's just take your kids. And what is happening then?
Yeah. Oh, no, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny that you bring that up because there's another affront here that a lot of people are looking at that's coming directly from the White House, where Michelle Obama is wanting to now get all of the kids' weights and their, you know, statistics in order to, you know, kind of keep track of whether kids are moving. You know, what's that move, let's move campaign, you know, things
right,
happen
right.
And talking about food and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's sending up a red flag for a number of people, because if we're going to start taking a look at kids' weights and heights and what they're eating and all that kind of stuff like that and put it into a big database, they're people are concerned, and I think rightfully so, mm-hmm. that could be used against them, the parents, if they said, okay, well, Johnny, he's about 6 inches too short, and he should weigh maybe another 40 pounds. I believe that you are either abusing your child or creating a situation where he's not able to thrive, so therefore we need to get CPS involved.
Right. Well, again, the failure to thrive, there's no assessment on an individual basis. It's only a comparison against the norm. What is the norm? In this today's society, the norm is disease. That is what is normal. A kid that has disease is normal. A kid that has allergies and asthma and whatever they call ADHD, that's the norm. The abnormal is the kid that doesn't have a snotty nose all the time. You know, the kid that doesn't have asthma and allergies and other situations. I had all of those things. I was a little bit of an anomaly, a canary in the coal mine of my Generation X. And now following up, these generations have come, you know, down to the where they're not as healthy as previous generations. That's proven to be the case. They expect that these generations being born now will not outlive their parents, which hasn't happened in a while. Now, we can get into some of the discussion about declining oil and cheap energy, easy energy, and we discussed that with Liam, and we'll continue to do that and bring it out. But in terms of schooling at home or not, you get to decide, or at least you should. You're the parents. I think in some ways it is abusive to send your children to government indoctrination centers. If you can, homeschool. If. I know it's an if. And I say it's abusive because of what goes on and what they teach there. Unless you're active with your kids and helping them to unlearn what they're being indoctrinated to believe is true about the world around them, then it's going to be big trouble, because they are raising a generation, as they have for a few now, of automatons. Good little citizens that will do whatever. They'll salute anybody from government, respect authority, even if it's not earned, just because there's a label behind it and they're from the government. And it's a disaster. And it's not the way a free society is going to sustain freedom. As we know, talking about things with Jonathan E. Mort each week when we go and do our Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. All right, let's take a break. Jeffrey Jackson is scheduled to join us. Breaking news on SB 277. They're going to vote on it tomorrow morning. We're going to help preempt some of the things that may happen there as you pray and lobby for your freedom to exempt your kids from vaccines in California. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing nothing for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, SB 277 in the news. California, we've got loads of listeners, supporters, and we appreciate you, and we want to support you in your efforts to back Dr. Pan down as he tries to promote an agenda that's not necessarily coming from the people of California. Oh, maybe a few, but in reality, astroturfers. We're going to find out who may be behind this bill right now. SB 277 up for a vote. It was delayed by a week at the Education Committee, I believe, at the Senate in California. And he's got a new article about it at jeffreyjackson.com. You got it. He's back. Jeffrey Jackson, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Robert. Nice to talk to you again.
Good to have you on board. Now, I know you were able to spotlight this pretty intensely with Alex Jones earlier today. We're glad about that. But what is this breaking perspective in news, something that we might not know about, SB 277, that happened last week that gave us insight into where this may be going tomorrow?
Well, recently the countless active parents that were tracking this bill and tracking the things behind the scenes sent me tons of information, and they forced me to cover it. It was too good not to cover. Essentially what happened last week during the Educational Committee is there was an outpouring. In fact, there was thousands and thousands, some of the biggest protests that's ever been seen for a bill in that area. And it was about 700-plus parents and family members that said they were not in favor. They went on record on the microphone to about 53 that were in favor of the bill. Now, after sitting through all this during the committee, watching all these family members vote not in favor, Senator Carol Liu, who is the committee chair, t- told author Richard Pan, the author of SB 277, quote, "If I were you, I would not take a vote today." Seeing the effect that would happen and the outpouring and the outcry and the backlash. So after that, she asked him point blank, "How do you want to proceed?" What Pan did at that point was, pointed out to me, is he, instead of answering on his own for a decision he authored or for a paper he authored, bill, he turned to Jody Hicks and Jonas Norman, who are lobbyists, and they scurried up from the crowd, told him what to do, and then he said, "We will wait till next week." Now, next week is tomorrow. The issue with this is when Pan is confronted with the most important decision on this bill that he authored along with Ben Allen, he turns to someone to take orders. And this is in the face of one of the largest outpourings, not in favor of a bill. So essentially he's looking at these families and saying, turning his back on them and saying, "I'm going to consult with my lobbyists." Now Hicks, Jody Hicks is an independent Sacramento lobbyist from a lobbying firm that she founded with three others. And then Janice Norman is currently serving as chief lobbyist for the California Medical Association. So this is concerning. Now, moving past that, during the people coming to the microphone to say if they were in favor or not in favor of this bill, of the small amount, the 53 that said they were in favor, many of those turned out to be campaign contributors of Senator Richard Pan's 2014 run. So that's traceable, and it's in my article. You can trace their contributions back. They were representing Biocom, for instance, the California Association of Family Physicians, American Academy of Pediatrics, which has big-time pharmaceutical ties. All these people were coming in favor of these establishments and voting in favor, but they also were campaign contributors to PAN. So there's a little bit of a conflict of interest there, and it's very incestual.
Well, it indicates to me, Jeffrey, that they had this in the fix. I mean, the fix was in even well prior to any Disneyland measles outbreak, right? That they were setting the stage, like Cherry Tenpenny has revealed with this Healthy People 2020 scenario, where they're really counting on mandated adult vaccines for the future of the viability of the economics of the drug and vaccine industry.
Correct. In fact, the chief lobbyist, Janice Norman, that was one of the two people that is commanding Richard Pan, is the chief lobbyist for the California Medical Association, who is running, just a couple months ago, they ran a campaign called Community Immunity, which is to push vaccinations among adults. So you can see where their mindset is.
This is an op for Big Pharma. Who's putting on SB 277? Who's pulling the strings on Puppet Pan? Yes, Dr. Pan, the senator. We're going to talk more about it with Jeffrey Jackson and going deeper into this before this bill gets voted on in the morning. If you're listening live with us here on Natural News Radio and GCN, the Robert Scott Bell Show continues. Links are up to the article at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, reminder, if you're from Florida or not too far away and you want to come down the Orlando area, there's a place called Hoover's Market in Altamont Springs. I'll be broadcasting live next week outside the box, first hour of the show, and then lecturing for free there with Hoover's, and we're going to be packing the place. So definitely call over there. I've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscoutbell.com. Unlock Your Power to Heal, RSB, TMB, Sayergy, Naples, Florida, Food and Thought, the 15th of May. That's a Friday evening. following that Autism One in Chicago, May 20th through 24th. Possible to see you there, Jeffrey Jackson? Can you make it to Chicago, or how far away are you?
I am basically Metro Detroit, so yeah, it's a hop, skip, and a jump. It's a road trip.
Well, if you're up for it, I'd love to meet you in person. You know, with all the good works that you're doing, and I'm going to be broadcasting live from there, we could do some things. In the meantime, I think you're going to see TMB this weekend. Ty is going to be in Troy, Michigan for, I forget the name of the conference, but you're going to be there recording for the next series, Quest for the Cures, with Ty. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, Ty's on a panel, health panel for the Awaken Empowered Expo. It should be a great, event.
Yeah, so Troy, Michigan, we'll check it out. We'll talk with Ty tomorrow night about it as well. We're talking with Jeffrey, and we've got it linked up. There's an image of Richard Pan, Senator Dr. Pan, looking over his shoulder after he was asked, do you want to go forward with this vote or wait a week? And he turns around, and the lobbyists are talking amongst themselves, then they're talking to Pan, and then Pan says, well, okay, we'll wait a week. Interesting stuff here. The article is linked up. Just click on the picture. It'll take you to jeffreyjackson.com. And some of the things that we're discussing right now in regards to what's going on behind the scenes here, you kind of laid it out pretty well already, that this is not something that just kind of happened overnight. Suddenly these bills appeared in almost every state. Just a lot of states suddenly said, hey, we just had an idea. Nobody told us. We just think all at the same time, we're going to try to remove philosophical and religious exemptions, the options that parents had to not vaccinate their children. All over the place. Now, they've been defeated everywhere so far, but in California, the first round went to what I call the bad guys, the vaccine promoters. The second round was almost going that way, and then it got delayed by the overwhelming response. They'd never seen anything like it. Parents lining the halls there in the Senate, and they delayed the vote. And that's where we are, Jeffrey Jackson. Let's dig in a little deeper to find out what's going on, what might be happening tomorrow.
So the strategy that Pan was waiting for from his lobbyists is starting to become a little clearer. During this week that they had off to reconfigure what they needed to reconfigure, we see a shuffling of the senators that are going to vote tomorrow. So what had happened is Senator Huff, who voted no on the first round, is now replaced with Senator Sharon Runner. And in addition to that, we have a replacement of Senator Bill Manning. And he was added. Now he voted yes on the first round as well. So what's going to happen is you're looking at a stacked deck. Now in my article, I have both of their contact info to their offices. If everybody wants to contact them and let them know how you feel, that is certainly on board for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So time is short, and we'll see tomorrow what happens. But I believe if this does pass, you'll see some grassroots protests.
Well, I think, yeah, you talk about the pitchforks, and I wonder if I look at the outrageous violations of liberty, of the sanctity and sovereignty of the family that's happening not just in California but in many places. And I say, you know, the American people are a tolerant people, perhaps too tolerant. You know, you always hear this, oh, they're intolerant, they're bigoted. Listen, the government is intolerant of you if you don't agree with whoever is in charge. Or whatever the policy is. And the policy in violation of the First Amendment to the Constitution, which all 50 states adopted, is that there is freedom of religion, and that Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Yet, right now in the Senate in California, they are looking to violate the Constitution by removing religious freedom from it. And I think, this is a very serious issue. But in California, the political left has been in charge for a long time. Not that we say great shakes about the political right in many cases. They've grown government in different directions. But in this case, they're recognizing maybe this time they've gone too far because some of the Hollywood leftists are not vaccinating their kids.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned Hollywood. I want to take a quick look back at the week as far as this coordinated push, like you're saying, where many states are doing it. Now, as far as Hollywood's concerned, or I should say just the media and the television, 2 hours after the first round in the Senate Health Committee, when this bill went through 6-2, 2 hours after that, Law and Order ran an episode titled Granting Immunity. And you can imagine what that was about. I put it in an article last week. But Granting Immunity, in that episode, it was about a mother who lied about vaccinating her children who caused an outbreak of measles in California. And this mother in the episode was called, quote, hippie, dippy mom for not vaccinating your kids. She was also called Typhoid Trudy. And the MMR was mentioned in there, and according to Law and Order, the MMR is the one in a million issues with that, statistically insignificant. And then at the end of the episode, the mother who did not vaccinate actually was criminally charged. So fast forward to the Surgeon General, the U.S. Surgeon General appearing with Elmo to push a private company's vaccines to our kids, violating the FTC and the FDA laws against targeting children and advertising, not even to mention that they're targeting them with pharmaceutical drugs.
Yeah, it's truly an atrocity when you recognize what the American government was supposed to be designed to do, a limited form of government that would protect rights, but now it's an unlimited form of government that violates rights. And in California, again, it used to be that the political left was all about protecting the little guy from the overreach of government. Of course, that's long since passed now, and they've become basically stooges for the pharmaceutical industrial complex, promoting a vaccine agenda, not based on science, but based on fear, based on belief, based on the fact that they've replaced the religion of their youth with the church of pharmaceutical vaccine mysticism. Now, how does that play out tomorrow? Obviously, I'm not being a good diplomat about it. I'm not in California. And part of me says, go ahead and let California lose the right to exemption, because then it'll start a real cascade of outrage that will roll across the country. But at the same time, I'm sensitive to the people in California, and I don't want that to happen to them either. But really, this didn't happen overnight. This happened over many, many years, perhaps decades, to get to the point where the governments within the states, much less the federal, have basically adopted that medical church in violation of the First Amendment, the restrictions on a government-sanctioned religion.
That's very well said. I couldn't put it any better. And, you know, there's a argument between the science, and the people that aren't up to date on the science will sometimes believe that without looking at some of the other science that's left out of the mainstream science. And I go back to mainstream neuroscience. Mm-hmm. You know, Richard Pan is a pediatrician, and as far as I know, the pediatricians are not neuroscientists. And the neuroscientist has laid out all the mechanisms and the pathologies for the brain injury, for the gut injury into the gut biome. Mm-hmm. And this is in medical journals. This is laid out, and this is conveniently ignored. So these are some things that have to be discussed. And like you said, individual rights. I mean, I wrote an article when the CDC whistleblower came about called Medical Nuremberg, and these Nuremberg codes are being violated when patients aren't given consent, and they aren't able to look at the vaccine inserts, and they aren't covered by the doctor who's injecting them.
Yeah, the concept of fully informed consent. You know, even the American Medical Association, as much as they are, you know, in lock, stock, and barrel for vaccines, in their own bylaws, and Health Ranger, Mike Adams pulled that out, you know, some months ago now, I think, shows that if they come out for these mandates, eliminating these exemptions, they're violating their own tenets. And again, we go back to Nuremberg. We do bring up the concepts of what kind of medicine was happening in Nazi Germany. And it is not an exaggeration. And I know some people will say, well, don't bring up Nazi Germany. People will just tune you out. Well, they're already tuned out. Not a lot I can do to help them. We need to see where this is going. The scapegoating of parents who do not wish to vaccinate their children because they believe the danger is greater than the benefit, which I agree with.
Well, it's also many because of these...
Go ahead,
Jeff. I'm sorry. It's also because these parents are watching the settled science. So when they say these vaccines are safe and effective, well, they're safe and effective until they're not. Like last week, we covered GlaxoSmithKline paying out $63 million to swine flu vaccinated children who are dealing with neurological issues now. That's one company. That's one lawsuit. Merck, GlaxoSmithKline, the rap sheet is as long as your arm when it comes to vaccine injury. So we are the final phase of testing. These aren't tested on the public. And it says that in the vaccine insert. It's not tested for carcinogenic and mutagenic properties. So we're the final phase, and when something goes wrong, essentially we get a lawsuit handed down if we can get together and sue. But some of these companies you can't sue because they're protected by the government. So this is something that's conveniently left out in these conversations.
Yeah, well, exactly. It's these inconvenient truths or facts surrounding this. And many, well, for the most part, politically, these things aren't really discussed. I mean, who brings up the possibility that having these childhood diseases is actually beneficial to the immune system and the long-term health and vitality of a developing human being into adulthood? That potentially, even if you don't get the disease for which you are vaccinated, that that might be worse for your long-term health. In other words, your degradation into chronic disease contributed by the fact they've suppressed natural immunity under the guise of improvement in what God created this system by stimulating artificially through toxic injection antibodies that may not even prevent the disease for which you are being shot for.
Well, according to the U.S. Surgeon General, germs can only be stopped with vaccines. So if you follow that thinking, we have a lot of vaccines coming down the pike because there's a lot of germs out there. So apparently the vaccine manufacturers better start making some more vaccines because I know there's millions and millions of germs out there that we need protection from.
Well, of course, this belies the fact that we rely upon the microbiome teeming with millions of microbiological life forms known as bacteria, more, in fact, of those than we have cells in our entire body residing in our alimentary canal from mouth to planet Uranus. And, of course, those people have their head in their Uranus because they're not seeing these facts, they're not discussing them, and they're promoting SB 277 in California. Jeffrey Jackson, my friend, thank you so much for being on board. You have a welcome open door here. Anytime you've got something to say, I appreciate you so very much.
All right, thanks. Thank you so much.
All right, check it out. The link's up. When we come back, are you courageous enough to pull over a government official when they're doing something wrong? How about a police officer with a broken headlight?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I don't- did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4611. To put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Yeah, let me just take a quick spray here. Okay, I got Dr. Newsom's fulvic chelator. I know a lot of y'all are going, hey, how do I pull stuff out of my system? If you can't access something like intravenous chelation, you can look at the fulvic acid that Doc Newsom puts out. Fantastic, fantastic formulation. Go to docnewsom.com, D-O-C-N-U-Z-U-M.com. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Just click on it. It'll take you right there. If you have any questions, there is a way to call them up, even send an email, or we'll get Doc Newsom back on the show. Archives are available for free around the world. Hey, Super Don, how often have you been pulled over by the cops over your lifetime? Can you even know?
Oh,
is it that many?
I don't know. I'd probably say 5 or 6 times. So,
yeah. Did you ever get a ticket, or was it worse than that?
Oh, geez. I have gotten a ticket. It hasn't been worse than that, no.
Okay.
Fortunately.
All right. But still, you know, that whole thing about the lights going on behind you, and it's like, oh, man, your heart ends up in your throat. It's like, you don't want to deal with that, right?
Yeah.
I don't. Just the other day, I was walking in the neighborhood, and, you know, a cop passed by me and stopped and go, hey, buddy, come over here. I'm like, uh-oh, what's up? No, I actually knew this guy's in the neighborhood. Nice, nice man. He says, hey, you still got the water system? Yeah, I got the water system. Yeah. Molecular high. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could explain the silver aloe protocol to me.
Yeah, no, I know. It's funny. No, he was asking about water. I said, yeah, go to robertswater.com, download it. You know, I had already given him the free ebook and such, but he's like, yeah, I think we want to do that now. I'm like, cool, I'll call Paul. He'll take care of you. Better call Paul. That's right. Anyway. But yeah, this story is kind of interesting because it kind of is reversing. It's like, you know, you see a cop violating the law. You're kind of going, you know, I'd like to call him out on it, but will he pull a taser or a gun on me with all the things that are going on? Now, not all cops are bad. Honestly, we know that. It's not all of them are bad. But the point is, it's a little bit nerve-wracking now, the tension between the citizenry and the coppagery, if I can say it that way.
Yes.
This guy, I don't know if he's crazy or if he's just got, you know, big whatevers, you know, but he decides to pull over the cop because he sees the guy's driving with a broken headlight. I'm just like, I'm not recommending this necessarily. He lives in Pinellas County near Tampa. Florida. Of course it happens in Florida. We got a little bit of clip. It feels a little awkward. You're going to cringe when you hear it, but let's hear it. Let's give it a go.
Yes, sir. May I have your name and badge number, please?
For what?
The reason why I'm pulling you over today is I'm actually doing a citizen's pullover right now because I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but your headlight is out.
Yes, I'm aware.
Okay. Well, you're driving an authorized city vehicle in unsafe conditions. I've actually been pulled over for the same exact thing and was given a ticket. So I'm actually not going to give you a ticket today. I'm actually going to give you a warning.
Did the cop pull his semi-automatic and shoot the guy? What happened here? Was there a happy outcome?
At one point, he gets out of the cop car, and you kind of go, okay, so what's he going to do
what's
here? And he
kind
of just stands
right
there.
Yeah,
and I think he's at a complete loss as to what to say or do to this guy that's pulled him over for a broken taillight. Right. I mean, for a headlight. And so he ends up getting back in the car, and he says, did you know I'm on a call right now? And he says, oh, no, I didn't know that. And he takes off.
Okay. So at that point, he was like, I got to get out of here. He's got me busted. But I wonder, did he know he was getting videotaped? Because a lot of times
he did, and that is probably what saved this guy.
Yeah.
Because had he not been running a video camera, I mean, who knows what would have happened to this guy.
Well, legal analyst, Cooley Law Professor, says this, Jeffrey Schwartz, professor, he watched this video, and he says the guy that pulled over the cop was in the wrong, because he explains that a citizen's arrest can only be made if someone is committing a criminal act. And what's interesting about this, and I think this is a good point to bring up, is that according to Schwartz, that speeding and having a headlight out is not a criminal act, it's a civil act. It's a civil violation. People don't realize this. The act of driving is a commercial activity. A speed limit is a limit that regulates a commercial activity, not traveling to and fro. But this doesn't mean I want you to go 90 miles an hour in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, because that's reckless endangerment, and that is a legitimate violation. But the point is, there's no such thing as a citizen's pulling over a cop. I just never heard of that, and I don't recommend it, but thankfully nobody was shot. But I think it is an interesting story that there is hypocrisy, because he would have been pulled over for a bad headlight, and he was just pointing out, hey, listen, fix it up, man. You're the city. You've got unlimited budget, taxpayer money. Why aren't you fixing your headlight? All right, that's it. That's another fine show you got me into, Super Don.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's do it again tomorrow.
We shall. We'll go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. Who knows what else? Thank you all for being here. Thank you to Terry Aranga. Thank you to Jeffrey Jackson. Check out all the links. Tell your friends what I'm about to tell you, because it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 1-800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.